Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Logan Cruz back at it again with another dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. Today, we're diving into something super relevant, something that impacts practically every single one of us. Our relationship with social media. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, comparing, and just, well, existing in a digital echo chamber? You know that feeling when you spend an hour mindlessly scrolling through your feed only to realize you haven't accomplished anything productive. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the deal. Social media isn't inherently bad. It can be a powerful tool for connection, learning, and even inspiring positive change. The key is cultivating a healthy relationship with it. Think of it like the bag of chips you love occasionally. Enjoyment is fine, but constantly munching away leads to an unhealthy dependency. So, how do we strike that balance? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build a healthy relationship with social media. First off, awareness is everything. Before you even open those apps, take a moment to ask yourself, why am I reaching for my phone? Are you genuinely seeking connection, information, or inspiration? Or are you just trying to fill a void, escape from something, or numb out? Once you understand your motivation, you can start making more conscious choices about your engagement. Next up, set boundaries. This is crucial, folks. Treat social media like any other activity, work, hobbies, relationships. Decide how much time you'll dedicate to it each day and stick to it. Use those built-in app timers or download dedicated focus apps if you need a little extra help staying on track. Remember, your life doesn't exist solely within the confines of these digital platforms. Speaking of boundaries, curate your feed. Unfollow accounts that trigger negativity, comparison, or FOMO, fear of missing out. Surround yourself with content that inspires, uplifts, and adds value to your life. Think of it as building a positive ecosystem for your mind. It's like choosing a friend. Wouldn't you rather hang out with people who lift you up than drag you down? Now, engage intentionally. Don't just passively scroll. When you do interact, ask thoughtful questions, share valuable insights, and contribute to meaningful conversations. Remember, social media can be a powerful tool for connection and learning. Use it wisely. Think of it as a platform for sharing your unique voice and perspective with the world. Finally, remember the real world. Take regular breaks from the digital realm and reconnect with nature, your loved ones, and your own passions. Go for a walk, read a book, engage in a hobby, anything that helps you ground yourself and appreciate the richness of offline experiences. After all, life is happening outside those screens. Okay, let's bring it home with a real-life example. Imagine this. You're scrolling through your feed, bombarded with images of perfectly staged vacations, enviable dinners, and people seemingly living their best lives. It starts to chip away at your confidence, making you feel inadequate or like you're falling behind. Sound familiar? That's the power of curated reality, a carefully constructed image that often doesn't reflect the full story. But here's the truth. Everyone struggles. Everyone has insecurities and challenges they face behind closed doors. Those perfect posts are just snippets of their lives, not the whole picture. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your accomplishments, and be kind to yourself. You're doing great. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways for developing a healthy relationship with social media. Awareness, boundaries, curation, intentional engagement, and remembering the real world. Remember, you're in control of your digital experience. Use it wisely to connect, learn, and grow, but don't let it consume you. Now I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with social media? Share your thoughts, tips, and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey. Don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Life podcast for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay calm, confident, and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.